You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. The title, In the Real World of Business. Now, here is Dr. Meyer.
Most men want to find some riches in life. I often think how nice it would be to open my wallet and see it packed with big bills. Wouldn't you like to have lots of CDs and bonds and real estate and some dependable stocks? A man likes to have the perks that come with business. Some years ago, my grandfather took me out for lunch. Grandpa was a businessman near Chicago. We walked into the restaurant, and the maitre d' said, "How do you do, Mr. Bauer? Would you like your regular table?" Wow, was I impressed. His own table. On the other hand, my restaurant is McDonald's. Do you think they know my name? And while most men don't want to be a Donald Trump, we do want to kick back and say, "Hey, I've done pretty well. I've got riches, some tangible, and some intangible perks. I've been blessed." My question to you is this: where does a man go to find his riches? The conventional wisdom is that a real man will find his riches and perks in the world of business. Go down to the bookstore at your local mall. Look at all the books telling you how to make it in business. Sit on a plane and look at the ads in the complimentary magazine that the airline offers. They're pitched toward a man making money and prestige from business. Listen to men talk about their business deals, their stocks, their careers. The conventional wisdom is that you'll find your riches in the real world of business. Oh, you may do all right for a time. But sooner or later, business moves on, and you, the loyal businessman, are left behind. Maybe the plant moves to Mexico and leaves you out of a job. Maybe it chooses a younger man, and you're forced into an early retirement. Maybe you retired at a regular age, and now you find the company wants to cut back on your benefits. Maybe everything in the world of business has been great. You've had riches and perks and more. The only troublesome thing facing you now is death. And that's exactly my point. Business makes our society function. You and I aren't against capitalism, but the riches and perks that business offers are temporary. You need more than that. The Bible teaches that you'll find the greatest and lasting riches in God and in the good news of His Son, Jesus Christ. God is where you'll find your greatest riches and worth, not in business. Go ahead and do your work, and do it well. Maybe you'll even make money and have prestige. But far more important, you should know that you have a rich Lord who is able to supply your greatest need. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 says, "You know the undeserved love of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was rich, yet for you he became poor in order to make you rich through his poverty." The riches described in this passage are not the money or the perks that the business world offers. The riches that God offers you in Christ are forgiveness for your sins and his guarantee of life and eternal salvation. Those are greater treasures than all the assets of Wall Street. Have you ever been called on the carpet by your boss? Not a pleasant feeling. Well, take that unpleasant feeling and apply it to your relationship with God. God is holy and demands the same from you. God's a straight arrow. James 2 verse 10 says, "Whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it." Strip off that business suit. Lose your portfolio. Take away that recognition at a restaurant. And what's left? You're a sinner, destined to die in big trouble with God. The wages of sin is death, says Romans 6:23. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God could do much worse to you than call you on the carpet, but he didn't. He sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross and pay the penalty for your sins. Jesus did that and rose again on Easter morning so that the final word to you is life, abundant life that comes from his real resurrection. Of all the good things that business can do for you and your family, it cannot guarantee life and eternal salvation. So please, put down the Wall Street Journal for a moment. Take your mind away from the office. Leave the real world of business and go to the cross and the empty tomb. In that gospel of Christ, there are greater riches than your portfolio will ever hold. You are forgiven. You are reconciled to God. That's infinitely better than being a buddy with the CEO. You have a rich Lord. When you believe that, you'll go about business in a totally different way. Let me tell you the story of a businessman of long ago, a man who had wealth and prestige, but who found his lasting riches with God. This businessman's name was Abram. His story reads like this, from Genesis 13. So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev with his wife and everything he had. And Lot, his nephew, went with him. Abram had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. Now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. But the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarreling arose between Abram's herdsmen and the herdsmen of Lot. So Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan, and Abram lived in the land of Canaan. Now by purely business standards, Abram made a bad move. He let his competitor have the best land. If Abram had to answer to most bosses for what he had done, he probably would have been fired. But here's why Abram did what he did. Abram knew he had a rich Lord. Because Abraham found his riches in the Lord, he could afford to show love in the world of business. I read on from Genesis 13. After Abram had let Lot have the best land, the Lord said to Abram, "Lift up your eyes from where you are, and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you." That's what God wants from you, too. Faith in him and love toward others. You have the same Lord that Abram did. Believe in him, and you can more than afford to show love in the world of business. What counts, St. Paul says in Galatians 5, verse 6, is faith that is active in love. How does love act in the world of business? 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, "Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious. It does not boast or become conceited. It is not indecent. It is not selfish. It is not irritable. It does not plan to hurt anyone. It does not delight in wrongdoing, but is happy with the truth. It bears everything, believes everything, hopes for everything, endures everything." That's the kind of love that Jesus Christ demonstrated when he died on the cross and rose again to forgive all your sins. That's the kind of love that Abram was able to demonstrate to Lot. And that's the love that God wants His people to show in their business life. Listen to these Bible verses. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, God says, "Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Do not use dishonest standards when measuring length, weight, or quantity," says Leviticus chapter 19. Micah chapter 2 says, "Woe to those who plan iniquity. They covet fields and seize them, and houses and take them. They defraud a man of his home, a fellow man of his inheritance." In 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Bible says, "If we have food and clothing, we will be content with that." People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. And in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says, "Do not continue to store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But continue to store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." I know, this isn't the conventional wisdom for the real world of business. But remember, this comes from God, who is telling it to you right now so that you can have real, lasting treasures. Business is run by men and by women. So much that I've said also applies to business women. However, in this month, we celebrate Father's Day, and we think especially about the role of men in our modern society. So let's make a pointed effort to tell the men to find their ultimate riches in God and in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need more men like Tom, a Christian whom I met 2 months ago. Tom was an ad exec on the West Coast. He said that he thought that the Christian faith was for Sundays and off times, but not for times of business. Tom had a Lord for leisure, but not a Lord for the real world of business. A Christian acquaintance challenged him on that, and Tom came to see that the Lord wants to be Lord every day, every hour, on the job or at home. His riches are just too great to confine to Sundays and off times. So, tell your husband, tell your son, tell your friend, tell yourself that in Jesus Christ you have a rich Lord, and in His name you can afford to show love, even in the real world of business. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.